Jessica Lynch's story and those of other Americans and Iraqis who've been captured during the war have focused public attention on prisoners of war. We invited Jordan Paust, an international law professor at the University of Houston Law Center, to give us a primer on what defines a prisoner of war and what laws govern their treatment.
The laws that govern the treatment of prisoners of war include human rights law, the Geneva Prisoner of War Convention of 1949, and customary international law. But in general, we're looking for humane treatment of prisoners of war, and prisoners of war who are interrogated cannot be subjected to torture, cruel, or inhumane degrading treatment. They can't be displayed in a manner that subjects them to such inhumane treatment or public curiosity.
But in this war so far, we've seen both still pictures and videotape of prisoners of war on both sides. We've seen American soldiers interviewed on Al Jazeera television.
Yes. The mere fact that a prisoner of war's picture is on television, or even if we have footage on TV, not just a still picture, that doesn't reach the level of subjection to public curiosity or cruel, inhumane, degrading treatment. But the interrogation of a prisoner of war on television, in my opinion, reaches the level of public display to curiosity and inhumane and degrading, humiliating treatment.
We've also seen pictures of Iraqi prisoners of war with bags over their heads when they're photographed. What would explain that?
Sometimes you have to do that temporarily for control of the prisoner. If it's not temporary, then we're talking undoubtedly about cruel, inhumane treatment.
The U.S. has said that some of the Iraqi detainees may be so-called illegal combatants because of their involvement with paramilitary squads that have attacked U.S.-led forces. What would that mean if these so-called irregulars are treated like POWs but don't have official status?
Well, an unprivileged belligerent or an unlawful belligerent, as properly understood, would be someone like a civilian who is not a member of the armed forces and therefore has no right to engage in combat activities. A prisoner of war who has combatant status has what we call combat immunity for prosecution of ordinary crimes such as murder. In other words, if you're a soldier on the ground, you're performing your mission, you're killing enemy combatants who have not surrendered and they're not in your control, you're involved in a firefight, you can't be prosecuted for murder.
The American military at one point was considering transferring Iraqi irregulars, and particularly the Ansar al-Islam militants that were captured in northern Iraq, and transferring them to Guantanamo Bay. If they were to do that, would that fall within the scope of the Geneva Convention?
Yes. Prisoners of war might possibly be transferable, especially those who are reasonably accused of war crimes. But those who are not prisoners of war, and that includes so-called irregulars or unlawful combatants who are not entitled to prisoner of war status, ordinary civilians, no such person can be transferred out of occupied territory. And right now, the United States is a de facto occupying power of portions of Iraq, or at least a co-occupant. And we can intern certain persons as security threats if they're not prisoners of war. But we absolutely cannot transfer them out of Iraq. And to do so is not just a war crime. It's something called a grave breach of the 1949 Geneva Conventions.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Jordan Paust is an international law professor at the University of Houston Law Center and former faculty member at the U.S. Army Judge Advocate General School.